Artwork Newspaper, Issue 236, May 2 June 2025. Title, Is He Mad or Just an Immoral Genius? Caption, Is Donald Trump Mad? Artwork reveals its 20-year investigation ahead of the global media. All of this is true. Today the most commonly asked question in global politics is, whether Trump is crazy. You will hear it being discussed from China to Russia, and increasingly in the States. But who has been exploring this issue for almost 20 years whilst the global media largely slept? Why Artwork Newspaper, Scotland's biggest circulation arts sheet? It was almost 20 years ago, in 2007, that the editor, Acca Lord Famadrum, called together his investigators with worrying news. A smallholder up in Sleepy Buckhan was being bullied by a notorious New York property dealer, one Donald Trump. What was even more worrying was that it was widely rumored that the Scottish government, who were keen to curry favor with Trump, who was promising a jobs bonanza, were putting pressure on the local police to move in on a television crew who were investigating Trump. Trump wanted the farmer to sell in favor of a golf course development he was undertaking, and was not only twisting his arm. The dirt farmer failure, whose farm is in disrepair as Trump was calling him, was even thinking of punching him so hard he would fall on his backside. The farmer had painted no golf course on the roof of his shed. Luckily for world peace, Artwork was soon on the case, and this troublesome writer was even escorted from a meeting by Eric Trump, who was, to be fair, most charming, and confided to me that his dad could be back, quote, a bit tricky on occasions. True. We at Artwork were then following Trump for long, and as an investigative journalist who had personally been asked twice by Trump who the F I was when I met him in 1989 in Trump Tower, you can read the story in the Times Online if you are interested. I needed little encouragement. That's just not the way we do business in Crammond. Trump is a freelance journalist's best pal, the gift that keeps on giving. For example, he has been awarded 5 honorary degrees, all of which bar one have been rescinded. He has advised the Scottish government not to allow Muslims into the country, and more recently of course has threatened to take over Canada, Greenland, Gaza, and even to an extent Ukraine. However, in the interests of objectivity, I should add that I have also been very impressed by him. 5 years ago, I was being a bogus professor in Mississippi State University. I was really just a writer in residence, but milking it a bit, teaching the kids about storytelling, when Trump did a rally at a nearby town. So I stuck many of the kids into a bus so that they could see a master storyteller in action. He was magnificent, the king of theater, talking drivel of course, but his mastery of the use of rock music, tame priests and theatrical lighting, and above all else timing, was so impressive that at one point I found myself cheering. So don't sleep easy. The world is now in the palm of the hand of an immoral genius. But he too should be nervous, because we at Artwork are onto him. Rory MacDonald. As we go to press, we are saddened to hear of the death the beginning of the month at the age of 93 of Rory MacDonald, father of Angus MacDonald, the Highland MP, and in so many ways also a father of much of commercial endeavor in the area of Fort William. Rory was once celebrated as the jovial publican of a famed pub in Glencoe, but even in those days he was seen as a leader of cultural excellence, telling tales, celebrating music and history, and giving a warm Highland welcome to visitors. His family went on to restore a castle, open a cinema, a bookstore, a brewery, and much affection and respect from all quarters. A stone to his cairn. Maxwell MacLeod.